This week's Cotton Newsline is Four Cuts. All cuts are Chuck Coley, chairman of the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Crop insurance is a major topic for our cotton producers as well as other producers of other commodities. We also suggested that we would like to see this farm bill move forward as quickly as possible so we can have a farm bill in 2012 so we'll know what's going to be happening after this farm bill expires. There's a lot of different commodities represented, and as a whole, all the commodities felt like the one-size-fits-all farm bill would not work, that each commodity and regions had different needs and areas of concern. More of a customized farm bill would be a more appropriate route to take.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Well, I think it's pretty evident that coming off of one of the most severe droughts in history for Texas, Oklahoma, and parts of Kansas, where even cotton producers in that area with irrigation did not even harvest 1 acre of cotton, even though they had the investment in irrigation and equipment. And crop insurance recovers a tremendous deep loss. I know it's revenue coverage, but then too, if you have a bad yield loss, it steps in and helps bridge the gap. It doesn't cover you fully, but then also this new stacks program, it's just going to be another tool of risk management that used along with regular crop insurance or buy-up insurance to give you a more bankable safety net when you go to your bank to borrow this next new crop year.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Market volatility is a major problem in marketing the producer's crops. The volatility of the futures market calls and big price swings makes it difficult to hedge. At my GM, we market most of the cotton for our producers, and we can see evidence of these severe price swings, how it affects the capital resources for hedging, and takes a lot of money to invest just to hedge a crop. We also try to tie in where if you're using the revenue insurance coverage along with the SACS programs, it would also give you more confidence in fall contracting cotton so that if something happens you did not make a yield, then you would have this price revenue coming in to help buy out your contracts or pay for your hedges.
Cut four, coming in 3, 2, 1.
I think we had some positive comments from Senator Roberts and Senator Stabenow, as well as Senator Chambliss, about cotton taking a proactive approach to our problem. We're unique with the WTO case in Brazil. Also seeing that, and they were real complimentary of the cotton leadership and the staff of National Cotton Council, coming thinking out of the box and coming away with a plan that's way out of norm from regular farm programs to come up with something that would work with this budget problem and the baseline problem and the Brazil problem. I think as far as that goes, they were real complimentary of the council doing that.